Unsportsmanlike Conduct. A Captain America Marvel Cinematic Universe story. Relationship: James Bucky Barnes, Steve Rogers. Rating: Mature. Written by Stevedore. Read by Quiet Knight. Bucky hears Steve before he even gets to their floor. 70-year-old Gladys next door, with her extremely not super soldier hearing, can probably hear Steve stomping up the stairs to their apartment. So, his team lost, then. Bucky sighs deeply and braces himself for what he knows is coming. All 240 pounds of pouty super soldier crashes through the door a moment later, his face thunderous and flushed pink, his hair sticking out of his backwards hat like tufts of duckling fuzz. On a normal day, Bucky might even think it was cute. But paired with his god-awful cargo shorts and football jersey, Steve looks like every roided-out Brooklyn by way of Jersey bro at their gym. It's not a good look. And yet... Sigh. Barnes, you used to be better than this. Remember when you had standards?
Don't start, Steve grumbles.
Bucky raises a brow and goes back to making himself a sandwich, like a civilized adult.
I didn't say anything. You don't have to, I know what you're thinking.
Steve huffs, kicking his shoes off and flinging them across the room, like a toddler having a tantrum. Bucky puts down the knife he'd been using to spread mustard. It's only a butter knife, not even sharp, but he thinks if he throws it with just the right force, it could possibly make a dent in Steve's idiot skull.
Well, I'm sorry your terrible team with that one terrible guy you love didn't get the ball into the strike zone or whatever. But don't take your angry penis feelings out on me,
Bucky says.
Or our baseboards, for shit's sake, Steven. You better clean off those scuff marks.
Steve just glares from the living room.
First of all, it's not... My penis isn't... Todd Barney is the greatest quarterback of all time. He... voted for Cito Mussolini.
What? No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He admitted it. In public, even. How have you not heard about this?
Because I just want to watch the fucking game and have a beer with my friends once a week without it getting ruined like every other fucking thing.
So you're okay cheering for a guy who supports that fascist dick weasel as long as it's fun for you?
Oh, suck my dick, Barnes, Steve growls.
Well, not with that attitude,
Bucky says primly, turning away and taking a bite of his sandwich.
See? This is why I never hang out with you and those guys from the gym. You get all...
He waves his hand around, indicating Steve's current state of Steveness. Bucky hears Steve take a deep breath to calm himself down from his testosterone tantrum and come into the kitchen. He pauses in the doorway and huffs a breath, and even though Bucky is deliberately ignoring him, he knows Steve is actually looking at him for the first time since he got home. Specifically, he's looking at the yoga pants clinging to every curve of Bucky's ass. Bucky tries not to smirk into his sandwich. Steve is so easy.
Baby,
Steve says sweetly a moment later, crowding close against Bucky's back.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah? Bucky asks, deliberately arching his ass back into Steve's pelvis, where he can feel him chubbing up in his, cargo shorts.
How'd you mean it then?
I meant, please suck my dick, baby, he says into Bucky's neck, rubbing his hand over the curve of Bucky's ass.
Not a chance, asshole. You smell like nacho cheese and toxic masculinity,
Bucky says, giggling when Steve wraps his arms around his waist and bites at his jaw.
God only knows what your dick tastes like right now.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean? Steve asks, pulling back from where he sucked a mark onto Bucky's neck like some goddamn heathen. And if Bucky didn't know that the serum would take care of it within the hour, he'd definitely shove Steve off. Eventually.
It means you're so broed out you'd probably jizz Axe body spray right now. I know I encouraged you to have regular 28-year-old guy experiences, but God, at what cost?
He shudders, but it's definitely due to the mental image he's painted for himself, and not because Steve is kneading his ass with his big, meat shovel hands. Steve huffs.
You know you love how my dick tastes, sweetheart. You told me so just last night. And you look so good on your knees for me. prettiest thing I ever seen. Don't you try to sweet-talk me, Rogers, Bucky says, elbowing Steve in the ribs and trying to squirm away, which just ends with them wrestling until they're both in a sweaty pile on the kitchen floor. Steve rolls on top of him, flattening Bucky into the hardwood and rutting against his hip. Don't you want a baby? Just a little? I'm so hard for you. Bucky rolls his eyes. Sure, it's not the amazing Todd Barney you got a hard-on for. Nah, fuck that guy, Steve says, smiling down at Bucky with his big, dopey blue eyes and that stupid hair sticking out of that stupid hat. Ugh. Betty can't suck dick half as good as you. Here's an idea. Why don't you suck my dick? Steve's hands snake down Bucky's torso to grope at his thus far only mildly interested dick. You're not even hard. Come on. I'm the one with the problem here. Let me stick it in you, at least. Promise I'll be quick? Oh, wow. I am overcome with lust at such a proposition. Bucky deadpans, but his pants are too tight to disguise the way his dick twitches with interest. Traitor. I can see that, Steve says with a grin, swooping down to press a beer-flavored kiss on Bucky's mouth. And here's a secret Bucky will never tell. He loves it. He loves the yeasty smell of Steve's breath and the hint of sour on his tongue. It brings him back 70 years and 2 lifetimes ago, when they'd been dumb kids sneaking kisses on a fire escape, sloppy and sweet and desperate, with no goddamn idea what the hell was coming for them. The taste of it makes something ache in his chest, a bittersweet kind of gratitude. So, yeah, he'll gladly deal with Steve watching football with the bros downstairs, drinking beer and swearing at a television like any other 20-something asshole without the weight of the free world on his shoulders. And he'll even deal with Steve coming home all keyed up like a silverback on steroids, because at least he's coming home to Bucky. But that doesn't mean he has to like it. Or admit to it, anyway. You look stupid, he says, knocking the hat off Steve's head and running his hand through his sweaty, tangled hair. He likes it like this, all overgrown and flopping over his forehead, curling sweetly at his nape. It's different from Captain America's neatly parted style. Different even from the shaggy mop they tried desperately to keep presentable with a rusty pair of his ma's sewing shears back in that shithole in Red Hook. It belongs to this Steve right here on top of him, and nobody else. Yeah, but you like it, Steve says with a grin, leaning back to hook his fingers in the waistband of Bucky's yoga pants and peel them down. Bucky lifts his hips and legs to help Steve get them off, proving that he at least uses them for their intended purpose, unlike Steve and whatever cargo pants were made for. Camping? Some extended safari in hell? I tolerate it, Bucky corrects. Steve digs in one of his 87 pockets for a packet of lube, how presumptuous of him, and slicks his fingers. Bucky tenses his stomach and bites his lip to hold in the laugh at the face Steve makes when his fingers encounter smooth silicone instead of skin. You asshole! You were wearing a plug this whole time? He shoves Bucky's legs up roughly, settling down on top of him. Oh no, don't make me suck your gross dick, Steve! He says, in a frankly insulting impression of Bucky's voice. What a fucking tease, Barnes, flaunting yourself in those goddamn obscenities you call pants while you're all stretched and wet for me. Can't believe you, he mumbles against Bucky's neck as he lines himself up. Unsportsmanlike conduct is what this is. Flag on the field. Just put it in me, Rogers. Christ on a bike. I thought you said something about making this quick. I could have been eating my sandwich this whole time you've been running your mouth. You could have been eating my... Jesus Christ, Steve. Oh. You know, you are a lot less obnoxious about baseball, Bucky says later, when they're panting and sweating on the now slick hardwood floor. Steve rolls over, resting his cheek on his folded arms, and grins sheepishly. Can I tell you a secret? Bucky glances at him sideways and nods warily. Uh-huh. I never even liked baseball all that much, Buck. Steve says, just like watching you get all excited about it, cussing up a storm at the radio. You were so cute. Didn't hurt that I got to sit behind you and stare at your ass while you were catching, either. Bucky huffs. Oh, been living a lie for 70 years. What else you lied to me about, huh? He knocks his shoulder into Steve's. At least I know the real reason why you're into football now. Those pants are way tighter than anything I was wearing in 39. Steve blushes, and Bucky feels a horrible fondness flooding through him, making his heart swell and press against his ribs. You're such an idiot. Suck my dick, Barnes. Maybe later. Yeah. Oh no, don't make me suck your gross dick, Steve. No, please don't. Anything but that. Oh no, don't make me suck your gross dick, Steve. Help. Oh no, don't make me suck your gross. A fate worse than death. Oh no, don't make me suck your gross dick, Steve. How? What? Gold.